640 WGST on each weekday between noon and 2. Available on iHeartRadio. Every Friday, a little bit after 1 o'clock, Limpert Tech. That's what we'll call the segment from here on out. I saw that rolling across the crawl on 11 Alive, and I said, hey, that's a good name for the segment. Rick Limpert's technology segment. How are you, sir?
Yeah, we're trying to get people to listen to this, Dolly. We're not trying to drive people away.
Well, Rick Limpert joins us every Friday, a little bit after 1 o'clock. He is a national contributor to both Yahoo News and Sports. Daily technology column with him on examiner.com, and his work appears in a number of other places as well, including the Atlanta Journal and Constitution. On Twitter, you can follow him. His handle there is Rick Roswell. Happy Friday to you, good sir.
Happy Friday, Sully. You're doing a great job again this week. So a lot of the news and, always the tech and as well.
Absolutely, and we're sitting here on the verge of something that is going to be really big for Android. Android Pay is in the process of launching, and we can expect to see it any time. Is interest in this building, this idea of mobile payments?
Yeah, this is a revolution, Sully. The mobile pay, Apple Pay has been out, Android Pay is coming out, and more and more people are starting to just use their phones with their credit cards preloaded or gift cards preloaded for paying for things. And a lot of customers are still waiting and watching to see how this goes and the safety of it and just other aspects. But a lot of people are jumping on this. It's fun to watch. It's been going on now for almost a year in total. So we're still in the early stages.
It really is wild to be in a Starbucks, and I know you spend a lot of time in Starbucks as I do as well. Starbucks has really been an early adopter to this. You see tons of people just whipping out their phones. They have the barcodes on there, load up their card, and you don't even need a card anymore. All you need is your phone.
Yeah, it's scary, but it's also convenient. So it's I'd say 15% of the people they're saying have kind of adopted this or tried this in the past 4 months that Apple Pay has been out that have Apple Pay signed up for Apple Pay. So it's still a small percentage, but it is growing, and the demographics that's really taking to it are the younger people. So the Generation Xers, the Millennials. This is 90% of the people that are using Pay. And it's going to trickle down to probably people yourself and my age, but where they're really targeting is at the younger people.
I know that ways to make it easier for vendors to receive money is really a good thing. Talk about some of the options that people have, businesses have, and independents have in using this type of technology.
Yeah, I mean, large businesses, chain stores, they've gone all in on this. They're, I would say 100% of them are accepting Apple Pay and the mobile pay variants, but a lot of them are. It's the smaller business that they have to make a decision whether they're going to, get in this for the long haul or how long they're going to wait to adopt it. And there's still some problems at the checkout. I saw a stat where 71% of people said they encountered some sort of friction at checkout. The people didn't know how to accept the pay. Terminals that didn't work, or the whole process worked too slowly. So, like I said, we're still in the early stages. There's a long way to go. Merchants are skeptical. They were skeptical, but I think things are going to be heading this way. I'd say in the future, there's going to be about 50% of the transactions are going to be done by this mobile pay, process. So, it's growing.
Talk about the Android rollout of this. This is expected soon, right?
Yeah, we're in a matter of days here, I'm told, where Android Pay is going to launch. And those Apple users, they're not going to be able to laugh at the Android users for very long. It's going to be the same process. 50% of the smartphone owners use an Android phone, Sully, so this is a big segment of the smartphone population. We do have Google Wallet that's out now, and a lot of people use that. The Android Pay is going to make things a lot easier, just almost exactly similar to Apple Pay.
Yeah, what are the some of the differences between the two and some of the fundamental functions of this application in paying by mobile?
Well, Apple Pay is pretty easy. They don't require you to set up a special account or preload anything with money. There's no app that you have to download. You just there's a process where you go and load your credit cards in. password. You don't have to tap or swipe, and it's all a wireless connection. It's done through the near field communication. A lot of people know this, the big buzzword, NFC. And they're saying, experts say it's more secure than carrying a wallet full of credit cards. You know, that's going to take some doing to convince the general public of that. But, you know, it is about as secure as it can get for using a smartphone.
Rick Limpert with us on 640 WGST every Friday, a little bit after 1 o'clock. He talked about some of the younger sections of the demographic being keyed into this. What about the safety of this? I think that's what makes me skeptical, is handing my credit card to somebody or them typing in numbers on a phone or me doing it. I'm a little apprehensive about that, but I guess the younger people are not.
Well, I think the way you have to think of it, Sully, is when you're at a restaurant and you hand your credit card to a server to pay your bill, you're actually losing possession of your credit card for X number of minutes. The way it works with the Apple Pay and the Android Pay is going to work. I mean, you're like, I said, you're waving your phone. It never really even leaves your hand. So, I mean, there is a problem if you would lose your phone, but there are security measures for that as well. But I can see where when experts say it's more secure, I can see their point. And I get nervous when I hand my credit card to a server that I don't know or to somebody to use it for identification. So it's a slippery slope both ways. Have you ever used a mobile pay in any way, shape, or form, Sully?
Yeah, I've made a donation one time, and somebody just swiped the little credit card on the top of the iPad with that little attachment there. But I was a little nervous about it. I was.
For good reason. If you've never done it before, it's nerve-wracking. So the times are changing. I think it's going to keep getting more and more secure. And it's something we're going to watch. So this is the way things are going, whether we like it or not.
Well, I think the Rick Limpert dog there is a little apprehensive about mobile pay as well.
She wants me to use some mobile pay to get her some more treats. That's the issue right now. So we'll do that. We had National Dog Day this week, and she was treated like a queen, Sully. But now she expects that every day.
Well, you can follow Rick on Twitter. His handle, of course, Rick Roswell, regular contributor to Yahoo News and Sports. The Fan Trip Field Guide is Rick's new book. It's available in the Kindle store on Amazon.com, also in paperback at thebookpatch.com. Rick, I hope that you have a great weekend. We're off next Friday, so I guess you'll be off too, or maybe we can do something on Thursday. Who knows? We'll figure that out. We'll just take it one day at a time, as we always do around here.
So we appreciate that notice. Anytime you need me, I'm available to you. And there's going to be an Apple event coming up, so this fall is going to be busy for tech, and that leads right into the holidays, which is always crazy.
Any plans to make it to Dragon Con, Rick?
No, we're going to be in town. I've been to Dragon Con in the past. I had to go to a story down there a couple times years ago. I like that Dragon Con parade. I think that's pretty amazing. I know you live down there near there, so like you might take in some of those events. It's a little bit of a hassle for me to get down there from the Woodstock area, but who knows?
Yeah, the parade is pretty spectacular. Good stuff from Rick Limpert, as always. I hope you have a good weekend, sir.
Sully, my pleasure, and have a good rest of the weekend.
All right, good stuff from Rick. Talk Radio 640 WGST. Now, your undivided attention, please, as we get cooking with Paula.